More than 20,000 people have registered to attend a United Nations meeting on sustainable development, which starts Monday. That could strain the resources of the Conference Center in Johannesburg, South Africa. And that popularity is no guarantee of success. The meeting is a follow-up to the Earth Summit in Rio 10 years ago, but its goals are less clearly defined than those of the Rio meeting. Joining us to talk about the meeting is NPR's Richard Harris. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Brian.
Who are those 20,000 people who will be flocking into Johannesburg over the next couple of days?
Well, 15,000 of them are activists. NGOs is the buzz phrase for them. They are environmentalists, business people, and development advocates. Another 5,000 people are government delegates from well over 100 countries from around the world. And 2,000 are expected to be journalists, and about 100 of them are heads of state. It's actually attracting quite a number of heads of state.
Now, first let me ask, what is meant by the term sustainable development?
Well, that is a term that has been growing in its definition, and it is a fuzzy definition. I think a lot of people think of it, though, as developing economically within your resources, so you're not depleting your resources in the process of doing that. In other words, cutting down the forests at the same rate that they're growing, or fishing at the same rate that new fish are replacing the ones that you pull out, using renewable energy supplies is another big one. Almost nobody anywhere in the world actually accomplishes so-called sustainable development, but that's the long-term goal. Mm-hmm.
And are there some parts of the world where this is more of a problem than others?
It's really a problem everywhere, but it is most acute in developing worlds right now, partly because, I mean, we've already cut down our forests, and we've already done a lot of the damage in our own countries. And now we're seeing the acceleration in countries that are, in fact, coming up to our standard of living, or at least trying to.
So what does this conference hope to accomplish?
Well, that is a tough question also. The politicians and the delegates there are hoping to come away with a piece of paper that is a declaration of their dedication to trying to make the world a better place for human beings and for the environment. The politicians who are coming there, the heads of state, want to reaffirm their desires to do that. The environmentalists and the business people and so on are really looking at it in a little different way. They're trying to network. They're trying to figure out what does work in the world and figure out how to share it around and make it work a little bit better.
You mentioned there would be 100 or so heads of state in Johannesburg. One who will not be, from what I'm given to understand, is President Bush. Who will be leading the U.S. Delegation? And what is the Bush administration's take on this conference?
The senior person from the U.S. administration is expected to be Secretary of State Colin Powell. The Bush administration seems to want to just let this conference go at a lower level. There's been a lot of attention in the State Department to making it work, but President Bush himself and the White House basically feel that this is not a venue for them. President Bush, back in March, did meet in Monterrey, Mexico, and announced that he would be offering $5 billion more for overseas development funding. And in some ways, that was their place to do it. As we have heard in the news over the years, the Bush administration is not terribly in favor of multilateral environmental agreements. So development is certainly the focus from the administration much more than the environment here.
Mm-hmm. So how will this conference be different from that one 10 years ago in Rio?
Well, I remember Rio as basically an environmental conference. There were two big environmental treaties that came out of it and other documents that were largely concentrating on making the atmosphere better and protecting biodiversity and dealing with the world's forests. This meeting is not shaping up so much as an environment meeting as it is a development meeting. The focus is more on clean water, on public health. It's on developing better agricultural practices. It's on those sorts of things, with environment as sort of a part of it, but not the focus.
So will we be able to measure whether or not the Johannesburg conference has succeeded?
That will be tough to do. I think on September 4th, when the conference wraps up, we won't be able to say whether it worked or didn't work. 5 or 10 years later, we can look back, as we are now looking back at Rio, and saying, well, did all of the rhetoric we heard in Johannesburg really translate into new projects, new approaches, and really new effort to try to help the developing world develop?
NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Thanks, Richard.
My pleasure.